Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know what actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Karen Hall is with us. You direct IRA services. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And I hope you've been out to the market today, or maybe even the drugstore today, because you might need some little bit of assistance with today's celebration. Today is National Chili Day. So if you haven't got the vino going, you might want to get that started early. National Chili Day, although for some of us who have beaten anorexia, I might go with the National Banana Bread Day, because that looks like a good one as well. I guess I go both ways. That's the story of my life. Checking on the markets today. Seen a little bit of a mixed market this morning. Kind of funny when you think about what the markets are doing and why they're doing them. We're seeing the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's up 31 points as I speak to you. Oil, it is up 70 cents a barrel. Now, I've talked to you about this before. The OPEC countries, that you can never believe them. They talk about cutting oil production. Yeah, but they don't do it. So they just talk about it. It's a good conversation piece. But that's why we're not seeing any changes there. U.S. 10-year Treasury, the yield is falling a little bit. Going to be a benefit for personal interest rates, mortgage rates, but we've seen actually next to no change in the mortgage market for 3 weeks now. We're looking, actually it's longer than that. I have to go back to the 19th of January. We've been basically running, and this is going based on the Freddie Mac mortgage market survey. We've been running right around 4.19. Today they come out with their number. We're at 4.16. Last week was 4.15. So the bottom line there is we see some volatility throughout the week. We see no change by the end of the week, just the way the market has been running lately. So that's just another point of view right there. Big problems. Have you seen this one? I don't know if you caught this news that Papa John's, pizza guys, their stock is crushing right now. Down 8% again after fourth quarter sales fell short of Wall Street's estimates. They were expecting a lot from Super Bowl, a lot from football season. Guess a lot of people weren't going to the Papa John's restaurants or calling for their takeout during the season. Was that because we're seeing a drop in some of the football ratings? Was it because of the elections? Kind of hard to say. There is still a lot of enjoyment with television, though. I noticed that, and hey, you know me, I'm going to go there. I will every time. The Academy Awards coming up this weekend. They are getting some good numbers on their commercials. The commercials, $2 million for a 30-second commercial.
It's ridiculous.
Yet, on top of all that, I am seeing some news that people are saying, you know, they're tired of the politics. We know a good portion, not a majority. I'm not going to say maybe the majority. But a lot of the celebrities, think about this. They can't put together two sentences that make a whole lot of sense without somebody scripting them for them. That's their business, right? They've got a script for everything. Ask them to come in here one morning with one inch of paper to do a 10-minute monologue. I'd be fun to see what they'd have to say at that time and how much real legitimate content they would come up with. But now we're starting to see they're selling out. ABC has done well with the sales, but there's a lot of folks saying, you know something, when they start getting into the political standpoint, they're just going to turn it off. There's other people like me that I just call it the silicone carpet. Who cares what they're want to say? You know, a picture says 1,000 words. Once the award show starts, I think I'll be taking a nap or watching something else. There's got to be a hockey game on or something along those lines. My wife might not like it too much, but once you get rid of the silicon part of the broadcast, you know, it's all downhill for me. Just a thought there. I don't really care what Meryl Streep wants to tell us about her politics or what's George Clooney, what his politics are. Might be interesting to see if Harrison Ford's there. Maybe he can give us some driving lessons. Just Just a thought there. Just don't do it at Orange County Airport. Just a little bit of humor there, maybe not a whole lot. Moving right along, John McCain is back in the news, trying to keep himself relevant as well. Unbelievable. I guess he thinks that he's Secretary of State instead of Senator within the country. Made another trip to, this time he went to Syria. I know he's been talking a lot about what we need to be doing in Russia and all these other issues, but now he's going to Syria. Kind of interesting that he'd want to go back to that place like that. Just a thought there. Amazing stuff from Mr. McCain. And we do have news, breaking news. Whoops. There we go. Had to make sure we got the correct breaking news coming out. The biggest story in our land, no, it's not terrorism. No, it's not the Affordable Care Act, repeal and replace. No, it's not our Treasury Secretary this morning having a conversation and talking about China's currency manipulation or the upcoming tax reform. It's not about our Secretary of State being in Mexico having conversations there along with the Department of Homeland Security. The most important thing we have to talk about, wait, I think I've got to get a little bit of my friend and my friends over here because this will really give you a clue as to what we need to be talking about today. Yep, it's all about bathrooms today. If you watch the news shows on almost all of them, they're talking about the bathroom laws. Does anybody really care about all these laws? Does the federal government need to be getting involved in who goes to which bathroom? Do they need to be involved in that, or maybe should that be left to the states? Or should that be left to the local businesses, the local communities? You know, here's the thing. If you go to, I'll just speak from my own personal experience. If I know that I'm going someplace and they don't have restrooms and I know that I might need a restroom, I just don't go. If they don't have enough facilities, I know my wife will talk about this on a regular basis. You go to a concert. The ladies have this issue much more than the men. There's never enough bathroom space for ladies at these big, big venues, right? I mean, it's just, I don't know the way it is. There's not enough. If that's a problem, don't go. Go somewhere where it's more convenient for you, where it's more enjoyable for you. Businesses, I guarantee you this. If you get government out of the way and businesses feel this at the cash register, they're going to modify the world. I remember, it goes back about 3 or 4 years now, when Chapman University, I went to their economic forecast. I go almost every year. So I'm sitting there listening to Jim Doty speaking about their new performing arts center. And he made a comment about this exact issue, about the lack of restroom capacity for ladies. So in their plans, they doubled whatever the required amounts were. There were going to be double the facilities for ladies over men. It wasn't a racist comment. I'm sorry. Or a gender problem there. Nobody cared about that part of it. But here's the issue. Just understanding business, they said, okay, we've got an issue. We're going to resolve the issue. Why do we need the federal government involved in these things? Unbelievable. That's the number one issue. Now, we could talk about, well, maybe we will talk about it. The fact that now that we've got a new president, this is the irony of ironies. This, that being that we've now that President Obama is out of office, Cabela's, they're a big sporting goods company. They're talking about their gun sales are down. Isn't that amazing that the gun sales are dropping at Cabela's when we're talking about a president now who believes in the Second Amendment versus one that believed in gun control? Does that tell you a little bit about the whole concept here? Just a little thought there. I'm going to get on with the broadcast. Just a little bit of information for you there this morning. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, investments for your IRA, those that still have those, how to talk to your parents about their estate plan without seeming like a greedy jerk. Here's how much money you should have saved for retirement at every age. We'll talk about that. The impact, the non-financial impact of home ownership. We've got a lot to chat about today, so we're going to get on with it. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. It is one of the greatest loan programs out there. I love the reverse mortgage just because it gives people an opportunity. Think about this. What other tool is there for our seniors to manage taxes? And I know it's a deep strategy for the reverse mortgage, but it is one that's out there and it's not very difficult to implement. Go to AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Here's how much money you should have saved at every age. And when it comes to savings, Americans have fallen a bit short. 70% of adults have less than $1,000 in their savings account, less than $1,000 in their savings account. Retirement funds, they're looking pretty bleak as well. In fact, half of the U.S. families have zero retirement savings. So one of the questions I get is, How much should I have? How much should I be saving to be on track for a good retirement? And I don't know what a good retirement is. It's different for everybody. In your 20s, save 25% of your overall gross. By age 30, have the equivalent of your annual salary saved. By age 35, have twice your annual salary saved. 40, have three times your annual salary saved. By 45, I guess you're really jumping now, four times your salary. 50, have five times your annual salary. 55, have six times your annual salary saved. By 67 times your salary, 65, have eight times your annual salary saved. Why do you need so much money saved up? Well, in ancient times, basically, especially when they, I shouldn't say ancient times now that I'm getting to be ancient, but when we first started Social Security, the idea was you get Social Security at age 62, you die at age 60, there's no problem with the funding. Well, now we're living to 80, 85, 90. You need to have that money because by the time you're 65, I don't know the numbers today, but when I was at Merrill Lynch way back when, we used to talk about the fact that you may need your needs or your salary, the amount of money you're going to live on from the time you start retirement at age 60 or 65 till the time you pass could be triple the amount. I know I didn't say that very articulately, but just think about this. So if you're living off of $80,000 a year at retirement, the time you pass, you might be needing to live off of $250,000 a year. Got to have some money. You got to have a plan for this. And we're going to chat about that because there's a lot of ways to make money. And you've got to save some of that money. And the more ways we can avoid paying taxes on it, the better it is. That's the Word on Wealth segment today brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So let's chat about the concept of ways of putting money away, ways of deploying money. Here's an issue that many folks will not contemplate. They don't really evaluate this part. Is they look at their household and they say, well, you know something, I've got some money put away. I'm going to get a new job, or I've left my job, and now I've got this 401k that I had at the company. What do I do with it? And they end up leaving it behind. And we'll ask Karen her opinion. That's great English, right? But my personal opinion is never, ever leave money behind at the 401k of the company you're at. Number one, it's easy for your family to forget it if something happens to you. But number two, you're limited to what their rules and regulations are. If you move that money into a rollover account, the world opens up to you. And one of the worlds that open up to you is Karen's world.
That's right, the self-directed world.
Right, the self-directed IRA.
There we go.
So Karen Hall, you direct IRA services.
Yeah.
So that's a great way for that to open up for you.
Well, it really is, because then you've got all sorts of alternative assets now that you can invest in, that you can invest in with your Merrill Lynch person, for example.
Right. So give us an idea of some of those, some of that universe that we can do with a self-directed IRA.
Yeah, the majority of the self-directed IRA investors that we encounter invest in real estate in some form. You know a little bit about that, right,
Ron? Just a little.
So it may be, but of course, when your IRA is investing, has to be an investment property. You can't live there. You can't have any personal use. So it's not a vacation home, not a personal residence, a non-owner occupied residence investment property. But it could be a single family home. Maybe you invest with other people into an apartment building or a commercial building. Maybe your IRA actually becomes the bank. Like somebody, like a secured deed of trust or mortgage or something like that. Maybe your IRA buys performing or non-performing debt. All these things of factoring, where you buy somebody's accounts receivables. An IRA can also invest in precious metals. Or, you know, when you have an IRA and you invest in precious metals in the stock market, you've got like certificated gold, right? It's
sure.
It's like on paper. You don't have any actual metal, but your IRA can actually hold the metal, and we store it for you. So it's the actual metal. It's not just some, you know, made up metal.
And one of the things, and again, we don't want to get too technical. That's what you call Karen for the technical part. But one of the beauties, I mean, if I have a 401k or an IRA, mm-hmm. and it's the traditional method, we have it over at Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley or whomever, it doesn't matter who it is, any kind of a broker dealer. it's really a one-on-one investment, right? So I buy one share of Apple stock. I pay $100 and whatever it is for it, not promoting any stock because I don't know whether it's a good buy or not. I don't do that anymore. But I get one share of stock for whatever the 100% of the cost of that stock is.
Mm-hmm.
When we start getting into some, like with real estate, if we use the right kind of loan processes, can we leverage it then? Say, just for round numbers, I want to buy a $200,000 house.
Yeah.
And I've got $100,000. Can I do something like that in my IRA?
You can, but you may not want to. So you've got to really weigh it out because it's not like the outside world outside the IRA because the IRS has a lot of rules. So if your IRA borrows,
well, that's not just that's yeah, inside yeah. and out, right?
Yeah, it is. That's true, all over the place. But if you have $200,000 in your IRA and you invest the whole amount in real estate, that's one thing because 100% of the returns you received because you saved the money. But if it's $200,000 purchase, you borrow $100,000. Well, then half of the money came from borrowed money that you didn't save. So the IRS taxes on the proceeds we receive from the borrowed money.
Okay.
It's called UDFI, Unrelated Debt Financed Income Tax. So, you got to weigh that out. I mean, you can take deductions, talk to your tax person, but then your IRA has to file a tax return called a 990-T. No, you and I, we file a 1040.
Sure.
Your IRA can file a 990-T. So you may not want to go there, but you do definitely want to, remember Stephen Covey, begin with the end in mind.
Right.
So how much are your costs? What's your output? What's the bottom line on that? And does it make sense for you?
And see, there's the whole thing. And what I really wanted to get to is not whether it's a good deal or a bad deal.
Right.
What's important is that there is a deal, a potential deal. And it may be, then you have to explore.
Right.
Right. So what Karin's just given us is it can be done.
And it can be profitable.
And it can, and it can be profitable. Now the question becomes, you got to talk to somebody who knows what they're doing from the tax consequences.
Right.
To make an educated decision.
Yeah. And by the way, you were talking about how much money is in retirement accounts. If somebody is raising capital, so if you're trying to raise capital for one of your deals, self-directed IRAs are a great resource because in the whole pool of retirement in America, there's about $24 trillion, around that number, $24 trillion
wow.
Americans have saved.
Pay the national debt.
Right. Well, don't say that. But so so maybe we do have a retirement crisis where, any listener, what you should take away from this today is go save some more money. Pay yourself, not the IRS. Make a contribution to your IRA or your 401k, and then you'll pay less tax unless you're in a certain tax bracket, right?
So, sure.
So save for retirement is the message here for sure. But at the same time, of our average, the people who do save, of our clients, the average account balance is around $100,000. But, you take that $100,000, say you're 59 and a half, right? And you're going to live till you're 86 and a half. So you're going to take even monthly payments in that term. And, assuming no gain or loss, you only have about $400 a month to live on. So $1,000 saved, right, and you're 59 and a half, it's a lot of money. Of course, it's a lot of money, but it's not enough. So we all have to save more. And using a self-directed IRA as a way to use real estate and other assets to, forward your profits and the amount. Your nest egg is what I'm trying to say.
Now, in the past, you and I have chatted frequently about the idea of saving money and investing money through our IRA.
Right.
We've never really explored a whole lot of distributions.
Oh, sure.
So when it gets to the point of distributions, and say I buy a piece of property, whatever the number is. So I own a house or I own an apartment building in my IRA, my IRA owns the property.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And now I've gotten to the point where I need distribution.
You're 70 and a half.
Right. Well, that's when I have to take them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Required right. minimum distributions. Right.
So can I, like when the rent check comes in.
Yes.
Can that be forwarded to me being part of my RMD?
No. It all has to go through the IRA.
Right. And I know it goes to the IRA, but then you're as a distribution that can come from you. That can be the liquidity part.
Right. So the rent is paid to the IRA and then you withdraw the money from the IRA.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Because my concern was, is if the IRA is holding this real estate.
Yes.
Maybe I don't want to sell the real estate. Maybe I just want the proceeds from that income that the real estate's generating.
Right. Well, as long as you have enough to take your RMDs, because if you don't take, if you're over 70 and a half, you've reached, this required beginning age, to take the RMDs. And if you don't take them, the penalty is 50% of what your RMD would have been. So you definitely want to make sure that there's enough money in there to take those RMDs. And if there isn't, then you may need to liquidate that property, sell it so that you've got enough, because
that penalty is a killer.
50%. Wow.
Well,
you
from
know.
What I remember, though, that's only part of it, right? Because you have to take 50% of what it was, and then you pay tax on top of.
No, well, there's an actuarial table depending on your age and the amount. It's like a factor. So you're this age, so you multiply how much you have by this factor. It equals how much you need to take out. And it's a fraction of the total amount. But
it's more significant than just a regular income tax.
Well, I'm just saying the penalty, if you don't take it, that's the 50% penalty. The penalty if you don't take a required minimum distribution.
Crazy stuff. We're going to talk more about this with Karn when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to also talk about the non-financial impact of home ownership on family health, how to talk to your parents about their estate planning without seeming like a jerk. Got a lot to chat about today. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime
at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. If you're thinking about buying a new home, well, actually, you should be thinking about buying a new home if you don't already own one. But Gold Star, they will get you pre-underwritten. It's called the Fast Pass Approval, where you don't have to worry about going to an underwriter after you've made a you've gotten into contract for a new home. It's already been done for you. You go through that entire process ahead of time. That way, your real estate agent can make the offer for you with no loan contingencies. Gold Star is one of the few that do something like that. Give me a call, put you in touch with the right people, and how to talk to your parents about their estate plan without seeming like a greedy jerk. I love this conversation when I have it with people, just because so many people are not having the conversation. They don't want to get in. It's a morbid conversation. It's tough. It's emotional. And we know 34% of the parents haven't had a detailed conversation with their adult children about living expenses in retirement. 43% of parents said they haven't had detailed discussions about their long-term care plans. You think you're going to need any in this day and age where the doctors can keep us alive longer? There's a lot of situations where, you know, even though you're alive longer, it's quality of life. And I do senior symposiums on a regular basis where I'm meeting with our senior community. And I hear the exact same two concerns primarily at every symposium in almost all of my consultations with our reverse mortgage folks and on our radio listeners. I don't want to be dependent on my kids, and I'm worried about running out of money. Two biggest issues. They're always the same. Yet, we don't have an estate plan. We don't have a trust. We don't tell anybody where our holdings are. In this day and age of paperless, and I know a lot of the seniors aren't going paperless yet, but it's going to get more and more common, especially as we see more and more cyber theft and we see more and more scams, it becomes a lot easier to go paperless. So we want to make sure that you're having that conversation. Focus on what your parents want. Communicate carefully with them. Make sure that you understand where all of their paperwork is. Make sure that they've had a conversation. And I recommend all the time, again, I don't own the company, but I recommend you have a consultation with Al Manfrey. He's over at Heritage Financial Services. They do the best trust I've ever seen, and I look at a lot of them, and it's the cheapest trust I've ever seen, and it gives Ron Siegel Radio listeners a 25% discount on top of that. So all of those things mean get it done. And, you know, there is no reservation for dementia. There is no reservation for catastrophic events. These things happen every day to people who say, that's not going to be me. But it is. It's somebody. And everybody has an estate plan, especially in California. You've got an estate plan. The question is, were you involved in creating it? Because if you didn't create one of your own, there's something called the default plan that the state of California has done. And they're going to take care of all these things for you. Do you trust them? That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. We're going to continue our conversation with talking retirement today with Karn Hall, UDirect IRA Services. We did a symposium, Karn, just recently at our senior symposium. And we were talking about, I think it was, in fact, might have even been Al, talking about the idea that the largest growing segment of our population is 85 year old and up.
Yeah.
And the second largest is actually the centurions.
I believe you. Yeah, and more than the new births, I for the first time in human history, I read that.
Right. So, you know, what do we do? I mean, do you have any, I mean, I know you shared with us a little bit in the last segment about the idea of we got to save.
We need to save, right. And so with self-directed IRAs, which is what I do, it gives you the opportunity to save in ways, to invest in the assets that you know, like real estate. So, for example, your IRA goes out and buys a home, right? It buys a house, an investment property, and then the renters pay the IRA the rent, and then you save that. Of course, all expenses have to be paid for by the IRA. All proceeds have to come back into that IRA. But then you can save the money, maybe buy another house, or maybe you're going to have your IRA buy a house and then have the IRA rehab that house and then sell it. So in an IRA, there's no like clock ticking for how long you have to hold the house. So you can buy it today, rehab it, sell it next month without any ramification because it's going to be tax deferred.
In normal circumstances, neither one of us are tax CPAs.
We're not CPAs or attorneys. Little right. caveat there. Yeah.
But the basis of it is if you're flipping houses, buying and selling quickly, even if you move into them, there are tax ramifications for that if you're not living in them outside the IRA.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not living there, I think it's 2 out of the last 5 years or something along those. Talk to your tax person.
Mm-hmm.
But the IRA has a different set of rules they're dealing with.
It does. Like if you do a 1031 exchange, there's a clock ticking.
What's a 1031 exchange?
Well, I don't do it. So that'll be another show.
but the basis of it is
it's a tax deferral method.
It's a tax deferral method for non-occupied real estate.
Right.
And again, I'll put you into the right people for that because that's a different.
That's your. Private.
But it's available out there.
It is, and that's what you do with your private money. But with your retirement savings, you know, we talked about there are situations when your IRA can be taxed. But for the most part, if your IRA is investing, the proceeds come back tax deferred. So the other thing, like I mentioned, an IRA can be the bank. So it's not just IRA investing in houses. Maybe your IRA lends money, and a lot of people will do this. They'll find properties and they'll do a trust deed where maybe they find an opportunity. IRA lends maybe 65% loan to value, and even if that property is closed on, they've got 65, you know, they've got 35%, you know, equity in there, and so they usually come at, you know, the IRA comes out ahead. So there are other things you can do when you're earning interest and things like this.
Now, what are the rules from an arm's length standpoint? If I want to buy a piece of property like you, or be the trustee like you just talked about,
right?
Now, can I be the person buying it and it's lending it to me? But
no.
I know you've said there's a lot of real strict rules.
Yeah, they're called prohibited transactions.
Okay.
And if you want to read about them, it's in the Internal Revenue Code.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, just like for a little light ring, you know, IRC 4975 for the people that like the rules, because I know a lot of your listeners do. So that's where you find it. But you just keep things arm's length. You don't get a personal benefit from your IRA, so your IRA doesn't lend money to you. Also, there are certain people disallowed to the IRA, like your ascendants and descendants.
Okay.
So your IRA wouldn't make a loan to your son so that he could go to college, for example, because your son is a lineal descendant and he's a disallowed person. So this disallowed person rule is real big with IRAs, self-directed IRAs. It doesn't really exist anywhere else. It's something you seem very foreign and different to you. Like, what? Disallowed person? I never heard of that. So with an IRA, you have to be careful who
it's
you
like
do business
with. Like in football
with.
And illegal touching.
Oh, whatever.
Right. It sounds kind of foreign.
Yeah. Well, football. Okay. You know, anyway, I'm a football mom, but there it is. So, but the thing of it is with self-directed IRAs, yeah, there are rules. So your IRA doesn't do business with any of the disallowed people. We had somebody, their IRA was buying a house. And so the property that the offer to purchase was titled correctly. It's the custodian for the benefit of the IRA is the name of the buyer. And we were looking through the documents, looking through, get to the bottom page to see who's the broker or who's actually the listing agent on this deal. Well, it was the guy's father. So the father is a disallowed person. So we couldn't do that because it would be a prohibited transaction. The father is disallowed, but none of them want to do this. Even if he did it for free, it would be a prohibited transaction. But the dad was looking for a commission on the deal from his IRA. So you can't benefit from your IRA, and none of your ascendants or descendants, none of these disallowed people can benefit either.
And the beauty right there is make sure you talk to somebody who really understands these things like Karen.
Right.
So that
yeah.
you don't get in trouble. I mean, it's a lot better to save the money up front
right.
than to have to try and deal with the IRS at the end of the transaction.
Well, that's what we do. Say, hey, I'm looking at self-directing my IRA. We want to know a little bit of information about them, how they hear about us and that sort of thing. But we really want to do is have that conversation of what do you want to do what are you going to invest in and who are the parties involved? And, you know, and so that we can try to flesh out up front if it's a prohibited transaction. Maybe they need an attorney opinion letter to say whether it is or isn't, or maybe they are completely, you know, on the wrong path.
Which is the idea, right? There's, you know, the attorney helps you with that kind of that stuff. And a lot of times what you've shared with me in the past is the beauty of it is you're able to give people the right questions to ask because you're not attorneys either.
Right.
Right? We talked about
exactly.
the idea of taxes, but not attorneys. But because of all the experience
yeah.
you have, when you see a lot of different transactions,
right.
you start understanding, okay, well, you need to go and chat about this one. And here's a list of questions you need to answer.
Right.
And then we might, may or may not be able to move forward with the transaction.
And we have thousands of account holders investing successfully using self-directed IRAs. I like to talk about what you do and don't do, but the people understand the rules and they're not really that difficult to understand. But once you get the rules, it's like any game, like we're going to play a game.
Sure.
You say, well, what are the rules? Cause I want to win. So we help you know the rules so you can win the game of self-directed IRA investing so that you don't run into the prohibited transaction zone. You're not going to go
right
there, but you're going to have, you know, then whether or not your asset performs is, of course, you know, the regular market risk. But we've got thousands of account holders who are successfully and profitably investing their self-directed IRAs.
Which tells us about experience, because when you have thousands of account holders, you find out what's successful, what's not, you know, areas to, you know, the river, how deep is the water?
Right.
And that's the big issue right there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more Karin Hall and the impact of home ownership on family health. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio, and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1690, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. It's a free app that we've put together for you, and you just put in a few pieces of information, and you'll get a text message every time there's a new home that comes on the market that meets your individual criteria. National Association of Realtors recently released a study titled Social Benefits of Home Ownership and Stable Housing. The study confirmed a longstanding belief of most Americans, and I'll quote right from the study, owning a home embodies the promise of individual autonomy and is the aspiration of most American households. Home ownership allows households to accumulate wealth and social status and is the basis for a number of positive social, economic, and family and civic outcomes, unquote. So we talked about this quite a bit last week, and if you missed the broadcast, I think it was last Thursday, in fact, amazing. I think there's already been 40,000 people have watched the replay of that broadcast talking about a lot of the impact of home ownership on non-financial impacts. There's a lot to go in there, and one of them happens to be plain old health. People are healthier when they own their home, according to the study, and it has to do with stability and less stress. We've talked to Dr. Bill when he's come in, also talking about the idea of stress being a major problem for people. Homeowners have a significant health advantage, according to the study, over renters. On average, homeowners are 2.5% more likely to have good health. When adjusting for an array of demographic, socioeconomic, and housing related characteristics, the homeowner advantage is even larger at 3.1%. So think about that concept. If you haven't started looking for a new house, give us a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with a great real estate professional. And get that free app, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Get the app and start finding your dream home. Again, down payment assistance, no down payment money needed. Veterans loans, no down money, no down payment needed. There's a lot of ways to get a new home without having to put a lot of money or have a lot of money right there. That is our real-time real estate segment. So we've been talking, now that we're even talking about real estate, but let's chat about different retirement vehicles. Now, we've talked before that you can use your reverse mortgage to manage your taxes. Well, using your self-directed IRA, that's the idea here, is to be every way we can possibly, and you know me, I'm not a big government guy, but any way we can possibly find to minimize our tax liability legally, right? That's our whole goal.
That's the goal.
So there's a lot of things you can do when you're starting to get involved in this self-directed IRA. We talk so much about real estate.
Right.
But precious metals.
Precious metals, gold, silver. It has to have a certain level of purity. Like a Krugerrand isn't pure enough.
Really?
But the maple leaf is. In order to go into an IRA, people do this all the time. Silver, palladium, gold, all these different metals.
Diamonds?
No, diamonds are collectibles. So your IRA can't invest in life insurance and collectibles.
Don't say that to my wife. I don't want her to think that that's a collectible.
She can start collecting them, yeah. No, a diamond isn't considered a precious metal.
Wow.
Or, you know,
so are any gems?
No, they're collectibles.
They're all collectibles.
Yeah.
Interesting. So what
according to the IRS. I don't know how your wife feels about it. So, yeah.
So I'm going to put you on the spot.
All right, go ahead.
What are some of the most unique items that you've seen that are allowable within the self-directed IRA?
Well, in my history, which is my 10-year history of self-directed IRAs, I mean, it's not always administratively feasible. I got to say this little caveat, but I've seen racehorses in the self-directed IRA because they're not assets. You know, they're not your personal pets. It's an investment, but of course, it's very expensive to have a racehorse. You got to feed it and so forth, and vet bills, and your IRA has to pay the bills. But livestock can be in a self-directed IRA. Technically, the IRS allows it.
It's interesting. I could see livestock. That would make sense to me, just
yeah.
because
yeah.
you know,
it, like a herd of herd cattle.
Right, but in instances you can look at that and say, okay, I can anticipate some sort of a return.
Mm-hmm.
But a racehorse, you could have an immediate loss, 100% loss immediately.
It's very risky.
Right.
But it's happened.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah,
in the history of self-direct IRAs, I mean, like with livestock, they're hard to custody, I have to say, because they're kind of smelly. But so we don't necessarily, we don't allow those assets. They're not administratively feasible because they're hard to custody.
Sure.
But even like mango trees, your IRA could invest in a forest of trees, but it's whether or not it's administratively feasible for the custodian to actually handle that asset. Yeah.
There's some fun ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other race car?
Well, you know, I guess it could be, but wow, that would be super risky too. But I think there's this one kid who took his Roth IRA and invested by buying tickets to the Super Bowl, right? But he didn't go to the Super Bowl using those tickets. That would have been prohibited. What he did is he sold his Super Bowl tickets for a profit. The profit went back in his Roth IRA, and he got the proceeds tax-free for life. Not bad. That's great.
Interesting. Oh, so he made a profit, and he got to go that.
Yeah. Do you know tickets are real estate?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, because you're buying a seat. You're buying real estate and for a period of time. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so there's some fun ones. I was like, you know,
weird stuff.
One of the best things that we get as far as from listener response is, you know, we go through a lot of times, we get the technical stuff. But when we come up with story time.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, people love stories.
Well, the real stuff that happens.
Right.
I've got stories, but yeah, there we go.
Sure, well,
we have 10 minutes.
give us one. We've got
well,
about
I'll
three.
Tell you, so when somebody did something wrong, somebody had an attorney had a house in his IRA. He took the money from the rent and he put it in his own pocket. And so, which he shouldn't have done, he just put it in his own checking account, really. So when but he was claiming it on his income taxes as income. So when it came down to it, he had taken personal possession or, you know, constructive use of his IRA, that means that his IRA was now dispersible to him as a taxable event. And that's what happened. His entire IRA was dispersed to him as a taxable event. He got 1099 on the value of the whole account.
Wow.
He took constructive use of his account. You don't put money in your pocket. You don't send the money to a different IRA. The money goes back into the IRA that owns the asset. So, that, you know, that's not like a happy story. Maybe I should end on the happy note, but it's a cautionary tale. So
well, you said something in there that
yeah.
was really unique to me that
What's
I hadn't
that?
Heard that. So in each of your IRAs are almost like a separate business entity.
They are. So if you have a lot of houses in your IRA, you could have, there's no limit to how many IRAs you can have, an infinite amount. You could have one house in every IRA, because if you commit a prohibited transaction, it's not the asset that's dispersed. It's the entire account. So if one account per property your IRA owns, then it does spread out your risk.
Okay, so then let's get kind of technical.
Okay.
If I've got, say, 10 IRAs, and each one of those IRAs owns a property.
Okay.
You know, from my understanding, again, not getting legal, if there's an accident on one of the properties, it doesn't put the others
like
at risk.
Like a slip and fall,
right.
And they sue, right.
Right,
correct.
It doesn't put the others at risk.
Correct.
But now say
not
I've got
a
– right. But now say I've got a financial shortfall in one of them.
Right.
Can one lend money to the other?
You can transfer. You can transfer money
transfer.
From IRA to IRA, yes.
Okay, because you were saying about them being separate entities. So
they
you,
are.
You know, you have to be – I was wondering
– well, like if you've got one, you know, at Merrill Lynch over here and you've got some stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, even that, you could sell those, liquidate them, and transfer the money over. If your other self-directed IRAs had cash and you wanted to move cash between accounts, it would simply be an account-to-account transfer.
So it maintains its tax benefit.
Yeah.
But so you can consolidate at some point in time.
You could,
and that would also help if there is a shortfall. You know, a property that, you know, maybe the you had a bunch of maintenance or deferred maintenance that you were taking care of, and you had a shortfall.
Right.
You can bring it in from your broker dealer account over to
your self-directed
IRA. IRA.
You could also make a contribution. Now that depends upon your age and your income and your account type, but you could write a check and just put it into your IRA for a certain amount because contributions are limited. But that's another way to make up for a shortfall.
But from my conversations with you, if I'm understanding
yeah,
properly,
yeah.
make sure you make the contribution to the IRA and let the IRA then pay the contractor. Don't
Absolutely.
Skip.
Oh,
don't,
no.
Don't try and skip steps.
No, don't skip steps.
There you go. Great information, as always. If you want more information about self-directed IRAs, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with Karen. She's the expert on it. I just throw the questions out there. Set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all, Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.